September 21st, 2005. It's a Wife from Pedro show.
Thank you. So like I said, the little thing, when we do go slide and blues down Ann Arbor, Michigan, that's where we come from. It's got a natural rhythm. We just go slide the blues. Now sting. Now slide. Slide.
What from Pedro Show, September 21st, 2005 edition. That was the Stooges from the Rhino reissue of Funhouse. It's got two CDs. One's like the album, and then one's got outtakes. A lot of those outtakes Well, all of them, in fact, because the box set, they're from the box set. And the box set had every take that was done for those sessions to make the album, which I have, which is great. Some people say, how can you hear 23 versions of Loose? I say, easy.
Can't get enough.
Way into that. And we start off with John Coltrane, Chim Chim Cheree. It's one of, from one of those anthologies, Classic Quartet. And they faded it out, which I was a suspect looking at the times, only 7 minutes. No. Train wouldn't have done that with the show tune. He would have turned it inside out and over and over. There's this interview where Elvin Jones says they were playing in Germany, and Train asked the director, you know, how long do we go? And he said, just, you know, we'll keep filming. And so Elvin says, you know, 3 hours later, the whole thing was going over the air. So much respect for the German broadcasters.
Yeah.
They had a big election over there, I guess. Not too clear cut, so there's going to be coalition. You know, Europe does government different. The boss is a leader of the party that wins. You know, and there's a few parties, so sometimes there isn't a clear majority, and they got to make coalitions.
They're picking parties instead of personalities, then, huh?
Yeah, kind of like that. I guess they have a chancellor. And, you know, same thing as prime minister in a way. He leads his party. And so the conservatives were all getting, they're called Christian Democrat there. And they're getting all happy. They were going to get the broom, but wasn't to be. And so we'll see what turns out with that. Speaking of Stooges, he called me yesterday. We had big thunderstorms here, which is rare. I mean, it was crackling.
Yeah,
Tone said he saw lightning from his pad over up on 25th and Anchovy. And then he called me and he said they had storms over there, so we were having them in stereo. Anyway, he called to tell me January 20 to February 5, Stooges will be in New Zealand, Australia for the Big Day Out Festival.
Righteous.
Yeah.
Cool.
Stooges down under. Australia's always been big fans of Stooges. I said, that'll be great. So besides the Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo gigs at the end of November, I got that looked forward to at the beginning of 2006.
Cool Southern Hemisphere time.
Yeah, because it'll be their summer.
Yeah.
For both lands. In fact, tomorrow is our first day of autumn.
Oh, yeah.
It's equinox.
Seemed like it started a little early this year.
Yeah. Although it was pretty hot today.
Yeah, a nice post-rainstorm day.
Yeah, and you know about this, Rita.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah.
There's a storm coming on Texas.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's calmer than this Katrina thing.
Folks, I'm getting a little backlash.
Hopefully the FEMA. Now they're using FEMA as a verb for when you fuck things up. Like, whoa, you FEMA'd that. You FEMA'd that out. FEMA'd that. We had a FEMA going here.
Yeah.
A little earlier. So it ain't a rerun to you, but it might be a little for us. Here, let me bring on our guest, Mike Muscarella, Pedro guy.
All right.
You might know him by his artwork. If you've been to the Hoot page, there's links to some videos he made for the Second Man's Middle Stand. He did all the Man tunes.
Yep.
Bursted Man, Belt-Sanded Man, Pelican Man. And,
Yeah,
tell us something about that, Mike.
The first one was
yeah, actually.
Actually, the first one was Drove Up from Pedro.
Yeah, he did one without us being involved. He just used Drove Up from Pedro from the Ball Auger Tugboat album and used images he found.
Yeah.
And put together a montage collage type of thing, which was really neat. And then I got an email from him saying,
go check it out.
Yeah. Mike works at Disney. And there's something fun he wanted to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a hobby of mine, and I've turned it into something that I really, really love doing. And Belt Sanded Man, that was the first video, that's actually the second video, but the first video from the trilogy. And I wanted to do another song another song of Mike's, and I wrote Mike and told him that I wanted to do another video, and that there was only one thing missing, and I told him you, and so he agreed to do the video.
And the original second man, Pete and Jer.
Yeah, both Jer and Pete did it, and Petra.
And Petra came aboard for two of them. She was on tour for the third one.
Yeah, but we got a glimpse of her on the
one. So, we do get a glimpse of her, and we hear her also.
I had a good time doing them. It was really a lot of fun.
And as a Watt fan, I dug on it. It had a little different twist than some regular, a little more psychedelic, which seemed totally appropriate for the whole theme of the album, which was the torture sickness.
Yeah,
it was a trip.
Had that fever quality.
Definitely, Versus Man was the... was the hot one.
Yeah.
As far as the
Mike
red.
Did really good interpreting the vision.
Yeah, I heard from
sensations.
like ex-Pedro, I guess you're never really ex-Pedro, but people that don't live here any longer really were touched by the Drove Up from Pedro.
As a matter of fact, I got an email. It was funny because Drove Up from Pedro, I got an email from a teacher.
Mark Whitson up in Oregon.
Mark Whitson.
And he sent me an email and said that he teared up on it because he missed the town. So, that was a great email.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that. That's...
You've been in Pedro 21 years?
Yeah, 21 years. Born in Gardena, lived in Buffalo, New York for about 3 years, really. And then I went to Spain for 3.5 years and then came back to Buffalo, didn't like the weather, and here I am back in Pedro or California.
That'd be a cold sandwich here. Sandwich by
your wife is Pedro, right?
Yes, my wife is all Pedro. Born here, right here.
Right. So, Buffalo. Eric Fisher, the road boss for Stooges, is from there. And he lives in Manhattan now. But Minutemen played, all my bands played Buffalo, but I remember Minutemen being there where the weather was challenging. The huge drifts because of the lake effect from Lake Erie.
To the
snow belt.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, big time. It's brutal. But
it's like people die. It's so cold. Huh?
Yeah.
There's been times with the cars get stuck.
I remember one time we went to go see, we were going to see Frank Zappa that night, and it snowed everybody in, so nobody can go anywhere. Well, we got my friend's snowmobile, and that's how we got to.
Cool.
2,000 people showed up for the show. We were all sitting right in front of the stage, and it was just, he just played for us. Because he was already there. So he just played for us. It was great.
Show went on.
Yeah, show went on.
Show went on. Show did.
Family show.
Well, that's wild. And now you've built a studio in your pad?
I built a studio in the pad. And a couple weekends ago, I had some friends from work there to test it out. And it seems to be working out really well. I knew I had to buy a few more things for it, or get a few more things for it. And got those, and now I'm ready to go.
You got a project in mind? You want me and Pete Mazich aboard?
Pete and Jer and
Jer.
Mike.
That's cool.
We'll be doing a couple of my tunes, and that's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too. I got some other recording coming up middle of October with Joe Bies and George Hurley.
Oh, cool.
In fact, I think yesterday.
That's great.
The thing we did 2 years ago came out. The Unknown Instructors. This guy, a poet named Dan McGuire from Toledo
that
put together.
That was righteous. I dug on that.
He played some tunes on there. So we'll do the same thing, but he's also bringing David Thomas, the Peru Ubu singer, aboard.
Oh, cool.
Jack Brewer will be there, too.
Cool.
Sacred Trust. So,
neat.
Looking for that's like an improvised thing.
It's great.
No tunes going into it. Just feel it
up.
Are
you doing it at the Thunderpants Studios?
No. Can't get a drum set in there. It's going to be a total access
in
Redondo, which is where Minutemen did Project Mersch.
Yeah, there's just a big article on them, and I think Daily Breeze or something talk about it.
Wynn was the cat. I remember him. Mm. He kind of Dokken and Great White and bands
Black
like
Plague.
This.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no later doubt. On. I mean, earlier on, and later on, he got into a metal kind of thing. And then that kind of went out. And then the Pennywise people got a studio right next door. And so he's still going. And it's hard for studios because people are putting them in their pads.
Yeah, that's it.
So.
And not getting too bad a quality either out of
it. No, yeah. Not at all. Most of the stuff I play on the show is from kids giving me stuff they recorded in their pads, in their garages.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bedrooms.
Bringing it all back home.
I was playing this weekend in Cali. First Long Beach. Nels hurt his back, so he couldn't come. These were banging gigs, but we had two older gentlemen from Memphis, Herman Green and Calvin Newborn. And that was neat. Played with half the amps. Perk was still charging, but we adapted to it. These cats have got so much knowledge and experience. Beautiful man. And then we drove up and did the Monterey Jazz Festival, which was a mind blow. You know, yeah, played right after John Scofield. He was a very cool guy. He's playing with some young people. And we went on, and I think we twisted up some heads. You know, there was a lot of Square Johns and stuff, but
yeah, cool. Turn the it's jazz good to be there. A new slice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the boss liked it a lot.
Cool.
The guy brought us aboard. So, and the next night, San Francisco, 12 Galaxies. I actually drove up after the gig. It was like 111 miles. And stayed in San Francisco. Had Richard fucking Bonnie with me, plumber friend. Yeah, he's just getting over hernia surgery, so he was hurting. But he wanted to go, which was great. And so had Nels laid back in the boat. It was the first long trip for the new boat. She handled great. And then we did that gig, which was a little tough because two sets. I hate two sets. I'd rather have one set, you know. Because, it's hard to get it back going up again. It's good just to have one blowout, I think. And, that place doesn't have the best sound. There was a great band opening up. We'll listen to them in a bit. But I drove home. Nels had to fly straight to Chicago and do Farm Aid. Wow. Then I drove home and did a gig. I didn't really get home. Just east of Pasadena, Sierra Madre, went there and played with Dose and Kira. Opened up for Kel Johansson's new band. Kel used to be in the Urinals. And in fact, John Jones was there, right in the front table. There were some Square Johns in the front table that we kind of blew out. I think the last one, too. It's a sleepy little town, you know. Only volunteer fire department in the county. When weather's nice, it's really neat there. But, man, I can imagine smog days because they're right up on the hills and no ocean air. But it's an older part. I think it's 1907 or something. For L.A., that's old. Okay. And it's a little sleepy thing. So there's mines tripped out there, too. So all the gigs, in a way, were mind blows. But opening up in San Francisco was this band, Sisters in the Pit. They're from Oakland, East Bay. And they set up in the pit, on the deck. We had a power trio, and they were great. I got one of their shirts and wore it during our set. I'm going to play it for you right now. Check them out. Watt from Pedro Show.
Rocking the microphone, ain't got no place to call our own. Just gotta do what we feel inside. Should we stay or should we run and hide? Black girls rocking the microphone, ain't got no place to call our own. Just gotta do what we feel inside. Should we stay or should we run and hide? Hello.
in the microphone. Ain't got no place to call my own. Just gotta do what we feel inside. Should we stay or should we run? Should we stay or should we run and hide? Should we stay or should we run and hide?
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Stefano Palia. He's a young cat from, well, he's from Genoa, but he lives in Bologna, Italy. And he rode around with the second man, the Raul Paul Rossler version for the Europe tour last spring. And this is a solo album of his called, well, there's no light in here, so it's hard. Healing Memories in Other Scattered Times. Scattering Times, I'm sorry. It's beautiful stuff. Before that, we heard a band he's a member of called Three Quarters Have Been Eliminated, and a tune called Labor Chant from their soon-to-be-released record called A Year of the Aro Gauge Operation. So Stefano, part of the Italian music scene that's really getting an identity of its own, played with a bunch of bands over there, met a lot of musicians. I was very proud of them. They're really innovative, creative folks, and making interesting stuff. Played some one other show, but I'll play more stuff like Square Tet, Nobo, and it's good stuff. We got another guest here, Dirk Vandenberg, who lives, what, two blocks away?
Welcome, Les.
Yeah, on the mic there.
How's it going?
And he's been in Pedro. We were just talking about how many years since the early days of Minutemen. Myself and D. Boone met them. He was the drummer in Tragicomedy. They're from the Hill. Crane was on bass, John Rocknowski on guitar, and D. Boone had gotten some gigs at the Star Theater over on Pacific, and I know Santa Cruz no longer exists. I mean, not even the building. It's a lot, empty lot now. But D. Boone wanted gigs where people, they'd start earlier, and you wouldn't have to drive far, so you could go to work in the morning. And we did gigs with Tragicomedy, which were a great band. And in fact, New Alliance Records, the label me and D. Boone had with Martin Timberovich, put out, what was the name of it?
Homage to Nada.
Yeah, Homage to Nada. Yeah, which, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. And I don't think they ever made another record. Did you?
No.
They played a lot of gigs. Before that, they were called Cake Holes.
Mm. That's a good one.
Right? But yeah. But that was like a way different thing. Tragicomedy was a power trio, and it was a good band. Good band. And like you guys were just saying, Dirk had a guitar store here in town for a number of years. Guitar Safari is where I got the EV3 bass that I play nowadays at gigs.
Yeah, fixed up my old Silvertone Cool too. Still going.
Yeah. So we supported them, but a lot of Pedro fuck didn't. You know, they went to the Shit Hard Center. So.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That's nice. Yeah, ahead of your time. How many times you broke the neck off that bass?
Three. Although, no, twice it when it belonged to me, and then it came broke. So it's been broken three times. But the two times it's been broken where I've owned it, I didn't do it. One time a guy was trying to help me and dropped it while he was carrying it. And then the other time, just showed up at the gig in France. Snapped. So that was kind of bunk. But you know what? Glued it back. These guys at first dudes were boat rights that were building the Johnson sister ships. Pepsi and Irving Johnson, 100-foot brigging teams,
that's
part of the top sail.
On the beach in Santa Barbara?
That's right. That's right. I think they're still doing repairs on it. They take inner-city kids out because those boats, you have to work like a team. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. And then this last time I got the bass fixed by a guy named Farrow at World of Strings, Long Beach. They've been there a long time. Mainly, God, they got like 50 stand-up basses.
Wow.
That's what they're main thing is that guy had it a couple days so I could bring it back over to Europe. Because for a couple gigs, I had to use one of these Epiphones. It was okay. It was built kind of like the old guys. I played one time my bass got lost for a Berlin gig, and I had to play a full-scale one. You know, but this one it was at least three-quarter scale, but didn't have the modifications of mine, so especially with the electronics and pickups and stuff, so it didn't have the same punch. As Ronnie was saying to me, even Iggy, you know, when I came back with that little red one, he's like, whoa. It was in Belgium. I was like, man, I could hear you the last couple of gigs. Kind of vague. So, but it was okay. I mean, poor carpenter blames his tools. But that was a neat shop you had. You had a lot of neat stuff. Dirk, I don't know if you do it as much anymore, but you used to go to guitar shows.
Not anymore. I'm done buying everything.
Kind.
The place was full of classic collector type items.
Well, he got a lot of them.
That's why I opened the place. I couldn't store them in my house anymore.
But neat, like old Jay Bays, Thin Line. All kinds of neat stuff. Jazzmaster.
We had that Rick 4005, which was cool. That
Rick. That was nice. Right, a Paul, an old Paul.
Several, yeah.
No, I mean an old one, like a gold top.
Yeah, I got a 52 and a 58 special, stuff like that. Yeah,
so he had a lot of neat stuff.
Somebody broke in there one time, and I had all my really nice guitars in my top row, and they stole, like, the crappiest guitar, because it was a Stratocaster. Like, oh, I'll take that one. Yeah, they left it, the $4,000 Les Paul above it. It was really funny. I was really glad about that. Take that thing, I don't care.
Yeah,
they put the hole right
through. Well, you know, the bass, yeah, they put a hole right through the
wow. Yeah,
the bass that he sold me, which by the way, he sold it to me pretty econo. It's hard to find them that price nowadays. Wow, but it was stolen. Along with my Telecaster when I was on tour. I was in Charlottesville. My sister called me. And about a year later, these young guys, Pedro Band, God, I can't remember their name. Oh, yeah. Second to last or something. Felix was a drummer. Rudy was bass. I think Vince Lafargo was a guitar player. Anyway, they come watch us practice. They practice at this 8th and Pacific. You know that practice pad that used to be? Mm-hmm. Used to be a practice pad upstairs in that whatever kind of building that was, furniture shop. And the guy pulls up my bass. So where'd you get that? He didn't know. His father or something. Drug us. So of course he gave it to me. You could see where they filed off my name.
Wow.
He didn't know. And he's like, so that one came back to me.
Wow.
The Minuteman Telecaster. Hopefully it's not hanging on some pawn shop wall and somebody's playing it. You know. But man. I don't know where it is. Yeah, the second part of the double nickel session is when I started playing that one. I remember I got some white epoxy paint. You would paint refrigerators with that and painted it. So I wanted something that wouldn't come off. You know, so it was this refrigerator white. And I started putting stickers on it. So. Had big old bridge on that thing. It was called the Claw. And it was made by Kaler, but had a Fender. It was made for Fender because it was stamped Fender. This thing must have weighed like 5 pounds itself. It was a boat anchor. And the body was actually Schecter, and it was swamp ash, so it was really heavy bass. But it kind of gave the tone. I used EMGs like D-Boom because we sweated so much. Take out all the treble. So these guys, they're sealed in epoxy, so we didn't have that problem. So this is a kind of neat bass.
So how'd they dig it? Breaking the practice pad or breaking
the pad? No, my pad.
Oh.
Ransacked it. Everything is knocked over. fucked up. But, you know, I got the little red one back. And in fact, it'd be hard to play that Telecaster now with my the way shape my hands are in. So maybe I was meant to play that little guy. I like it. I like it a lot. You never knew what year it was. Because when the neck was put back on, they had sent it off the serial number. But it's around like 65. Asking different people and stuff and the way it's laid out and things. That's a neat... It's got a lot more wear from those days. Like, where my thumb goes, I mean, it's like... Because they're only made out of mahogany. Most bases are not made out of mahogany. And so it's a softer wood. My thumb has dug ruts into it. So. I always get a lot of compliments. People always think it's a guitar, an SG guitar. In fact, I think Gibson just reissued it. Dwayne Dennison from Jesus Lizard works at the custom shop in Nashville for Gibson. He told me they're putting it out again, and they're calling it the SG bass. They don't want to call it EB3 anymore.
Well, that's pretty much Jack Bruce, same bass, right? Same bass that Jack Bruce played, right?
Yeah, well, at first, have you ever seen I Feel Free? The first... Like, Cream made a video for I Feel Free, their first single. And he's playing a Fender 6. Which, you know, with fingers, it must have been hard. Maybe he used a pick. You know, they played last spring in May. I was there the day before. They played Albert Hall. They played like 5 gigs. And, I think they're playing New York City. Yeah, in a couple months.
Cream.
Yeah, Cream. Jack has to do like half the gig on a stool. He almost died last year. He had a liver transplant. Terrible. But that's probably why Clapton probably gave in and said, okay, let's do it again.
Cash in.
Well, he don't really have to cash in. He sold all these guitars, right?
Yeah, for charity.
Like he, one of his strats went for a lot of bones. I mean, like, what, a couple hundred thousand? I mean, a lot of bones.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Blackie or something. It has a name.
Seal.
Maybe it's when he used for Derek and Domino's and stuff.
It wasn't even stock either. It was all put together parts from different guitars that he bought on tour and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I heard Hendrix was like that, too. They weren't special. Yeah. He'd just, like, get 20 of them for a tour.
Didn't matter back then.
Yeah.
Everything's cheap.
Well, those guys were different kind of the guys, too, I think. Yeah, things were cheaper. Although, not really. I remember starting out, a Fender or Gibson cost a lot of money compared to the pawn shop or hanging off the little trees in the thrifty that sold the Tesco's. Those were like $13, $14. And it was a couple hundred dollars, which was a lot for an instrument in those days. And they wouldn't be in every store. They weren't in a lot of stores. Music's a lot more accessible now. Remember Chuck Sound of Music maybe had one telly. And they had a bass, a P bass. That's the first time I saw a bass, was at Chuck's. I was playing a guitar with four strings for a few years before I even saw a real bass.
Chuck, so he's in Gaffney?
No, it's where the Petco is down next to Vons and Park West. Remember, we were at Park Western. So, 17th was something called World of Sound of Strings or something.
Sound of Strings.
Right? Because Tony Platton used to go there a lot.
It's where D-Boo gave lessons or something?
Yeah, he did a little bit of that. Yeah. That was later on. Dirk brought some records. We're going to play some music from his pad. We only got one turntable going, because he's got tons of vinyl. In fact, most of your records aren't at home, huh?
No,
you got them in storage. I mean, because in that 12th and Patton one, man, he had them all. There was tons.
Yeah, you're toting all those things up.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
When I moved, sold about 1,500 records for $300 to some guy.
Wow. Oh, so you offed a lot.
I couldn't deal with them anymore. Yeah, but I still got about 2,500, I think. In boxes.
Yeah. How are they stacked? I wonder if they're getting all warped out.
Yeah, they're in a safe place. All right. All right. I'm not telling you where they are.
Oh, yeah.
I had a cool setup. I made like a, put my bed up on, made like a 2x4s, these big racks, and just made it like a stand. It was really a cool setup. Good way to hide them.
Bogart the whole bed.
The vinyl bed stand.
Too. Under the bed?
Yeah.
Under the bed. Under the bed by Seymour Butt. Okay, we're coming on the end of the first hour of the Watt for Peter show, September 21st, 2005. We come back, we're going to play some Dirk music, and then Spin Cycle, and talk to Mike some more.
Cool.
Hang tight. September 21st, 2005, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
We don't fight kids with the AIDS. We have the lot of bills to pay. What happened once in Italy will happen now. In Germany we got Nazis. Shake that. With the A's, we have a lot of bills to pay. What happened once in Italy will happen now. In Germany, we got Nazi Schlechter.
I don't believe hearsay and half what I see. But I've got to believe you love me. I'm developing my pictures, my mind's a dark room. The proofs I'm searching for will be made there soon. I'm developing my pictures of the girl I admire. For I want to see you and know you as you really are. Yes, I want to see you and know you as you really are.
Watt from Bedro Show. Now it's George Jones.
That was sweet.
Developing my pictures. These are things that Dirk picked out here. Chris Bell before that with I Am the Cosmos. And we started out with PAs from Scritti Politti. You want to tell us something about those, Dirk?
Well, I was in a hurry to come over here, so I just grabbed whatever I could. Brought a few things. Some old communist punk rock, some communist country, and what was the other one? I don't remember.
It was the guy from Big Bell. Star.
Yeah.
Who didn't get his own record till he died.
Yeah, he was, I guess, pretty much put out of the band when Alex Chilton took over, so that's a great song, I think.
Yeah. Well, what about Big Star? I mean, Box Tops.
Much before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't in that band, though.
But Chilt was.
Yeah, that was a corporate pop band.
Well, they were young.
Yeah, really young. Yeah. They dragged them all up to New York, I think, to record that stuff.
The Letter?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big tune.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think the guy who had the big hit with it was Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Theirs was a big hit, too, though. He just,
yeah,
you know, he did.
But his was mammoth. He had that husky voice. He's still torn. I was in Europe and there's posters for him everywhere. Kind of barrage.
I think he gave that up.
No, I've heard tales. Maybe he did for a while. I mean, he's an older man, so.
So he should know to do what he wants.
Yeah, like Van Morrison.
Yeah.
And Lucerne, he was playing with us.
Wow.
He's pretty intense. But he's got a great voice, too. Van Morrison, beautiful singer. Misty eyes.
Marvelous Night for a Moon Dance.
Yeah, right. And Them, that was his band. Gloria. You ever heard the Patti Smith version?
Yeah.
He
used to play with John Lee Hooker a lot, too.
I think I got a live version where I think John Cale's on the bass. Pretty wild. So now it's my pleasure and privilege to bring you the one and only Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Thank you.
I love. I was born in the country. I was raised in town. I can natural bone shake it from my hips on down.
Shake it. in my mind.
Ba 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 ba. Cast the vibe, the reggae and the ragtime. Ooh, cast the vibe. Ooh, cause it's Lucas with a little. Cast the vibe, cast the vibe. Ooh, cause it's Lucas with a little.
twirl. My injuries, a deft plant warped in a Hollywood rockery of juice cans and hypodermic needles. I'm so cool, baby, you don't know what you need. If the jaundice comes up, get out of the traffic. A girl with an ass that makes me hurt all over again. I know that girl's ass hurts, glass and pebbles crunching under her shoes. The movie goes on and the men go inside hiding their bottles. These men look confused like fish getting clubbed on the pier. What they see in there is better than me. Pick a needle out from the burnt matches and test it. Blow through it, make a little bubble, there's a wazoo of a strip. Put it in with the dust in the puck of the cigarettes, the key, the muffled bottom of the storm. Pulled down my eyelids with my fingernails in a window not made to look in or out of, or to be used as a mirror, though it works good as a mirror. There is a yellow line. It is jaundice. It is not a yellow line. It is not jaundice, no. The ass that makes me hurt, made to make me hurt, turns showing breasts that make me hurt, but a face like a butcher board. Eyes smeared on, worn out red elastic mouth, the mouth of a sock waiting to be used. Hurts is a tender thing in the dark, under the shorts, leaky pelvis all over the sheets. Yo, baby, got a no-no? No, no, no. Sick animal glare in the skin of the pavement. Oh, I do want to go down right here where they threw the mop head, the paper towels and rubbers. Got a no-no whistle is all. You can't make music with that. Movie inside as big as the wall of a building, so bright it'd make you throw up. But they watch it, the men, and they eat and they drink and they eat and they drink. Actually, it is not just the two of us, her and me. There are the cops and me and her in the good-for-nothing windows. Brown suits and gray suits and blue suits. Cars that stop and ones that go. There are palm trees and people leaning on the palm trees, scratching, reading, looking at the trash, which is empty, believe me, from being looked at. And gargoyles of human beings hung on the ugly architecture of wobbling, lurching bodies coming down fast like dying empires after the sun is already dead in their eyes. Rooms full of spooks drunk on dish soap spiked with whatever was left on the tables when the bar closed. An animal over there with spotted pants dreams Googleplex like a chopped up paw and broken wall and is just lost, oh my God. Moving like a range of dusty mountains dead with nothing to hold it down. Moved by earthquake or rain that swallows the stars and moon. Get out of the way, off the curb, he pukes on the garden and slams sideways into the stucco. What are the cops waiting for here, lined up in their cars, staring at their clipboards and microphones?
We got some people scratching themselves, a man looking at his eyeballs up under his shades, and a woman with a poochy ass who keeps turning around and around. Find the hurt place and don't ever let it heal. Get that fucker hanging on the wall and tear him loose. The stars are coming out. There's a TV set in a window. It says, the stars are coming out.
Jamais pris dans ses bras, ça vous étonne, mais c'est comme ça. Elle avait de l'amour pour
Mélodie Nelson.
Mais elle en avait des tonnes, mais ses jours étaient comptés. 14 automnes et 15 étés. Et si délicieux enfant que je n'ai connu qu'un instant.
From Pedro Show. That was Serge Gainsbourg, Ballad de Melody Nelson. Before that, No No Man, Part 1 by Stephen Jesse Bernstein. I'm Jealous by Ike and Tina Turner before that. And, of course, that all followed Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Thank you much for the weird twists and turns in that, Brother Matt. And Dirk picked the, that's from his collection, those other three tunes. What's it about?
What's that, the Serge Gainsbourg?
You got to get up on here. You were just telling us what your French friend said.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but it's apparently a story about this guy who... He might be drunk driving, and he hits this woman and takes her home with him and falls in love with her and maybe keeps her prisoner. I'm not really sure. I'm not really qualified to talk about
it. Boxing Elena.
Sounds good anyway. But
you think you've been fooled?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, really. You can't. Like when you're overseas and you ask people for phrases and you don't know if they're telling you what. At one time we came up to a toll booth in Italy and I asked this guy, this is years ago, 7 years ago, I got to ask him for a receipt. And so he told me something like, you know, go fuck yourself or something. Because I could tell as I was saying the words, the toll booth man was looking very sour ass. We got a face full of stink eye right there. I could tell as the words were coming out. This guy's in the back seat laughing. Okay, that's the end of the second hour of September 21st, 2005 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. September 21st, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and here's part 13, the conclusion of Dreams of Rio.
When Frida discovered a gold mask in the lost city of the Amazon, she became possessed by some strange ancient power. But for the others that have tried wearing the gold mask, they experienced a sudden flash of ecstasy, and then they experienced death. It appears that those that know of the lost city are dying one by one. As we look in, Carnival in Rio continues. And now, week 13, the conclusion of Dreams of Rio.
Watch his head.
No problem.
Sorry, Klaus. That's okay. He's not feeling anything.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the advantages of being dead, huh? Well, where do we put him? The bedroom?
Yeah. We'll put him in the bed with Paolo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Watch the bed both.
Oh. Not again.
Oh, they make a nice couple.
Yeah, a little stiff. Sorry. So, you really think you and Mayor Josepha can lure their spirits back into their bodies?
Well, we need that mask.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe Frida is out there killing us off one by one.
Yeah, and you may be next.
Don't keep saying that. Well, it's back down into that carnival chaos to find Frida in the gold mask, huh?
Only in madness and chaos are the secret energies of the ancients released.
Well, I'll remember that, Mojo. Well, I know Mojo doesn't think this is a good idea, but okay, Skull. Insert the eyes. And there you are, my trusty, faithful snake goddess. I need help. Frida, or whoever that thing is we call Frida, she's trying to get me. I don't know how you can help, but please, do what you can.
Hi, Carmen Miranda.
You like it?
Oh, I like it. You are so beautiful. I like it. Meu Brasil brasileiro. Where do you want to go?
I want to go to the yacht club.
Oh, yes. They have a tremendous ball there tonight. Meu Brasil brasileiro. Look, some people dressed like parrots.
Oh, what?
Look at the run. They do fly. Meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato lisonjeiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos.
Where are we stopping, Zeca?
We are not stopping.
What do you mean? Brasil. Hey, are we picking up that woman?
What woman?
What woman? The one dressed like a snake. This woman.
A snake woman? Wow. I see no snake woman here. Brasil.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
I'm not looking at you.
I mean her. Don't be funny, huh?
Ha? Hair? There is no hair ha here.
Okay, but stop the car. Stop, Zeca.
All right. If you want, I stop it. I stop it.
Let her have the car. I walk.
All right. No problem, madam. No problem.
Oh, my God. She's following me. She's walking faster. Oh, God. She's still back there. Oh, no. Oh, a dead end. Oh, she's still coming. Oh, there's the door. Gracias a Dios. Oh, God. Oh, God. She's coming right through the wall. What are you? What do you want? No, no, please. Please.
I give up. This is a madhouse.
Jack Bender.
Huh?
Over here.
Klaus. You're back from the dead.
So I am.
So Mojo and Josefa really did it.
They did.
What about Carla?
Carla's fine.
And Paolo?
Paolo too, yes.
And Frida?
Oh, it's the same old Frida.
Carmen.
Carmen, yes, everyone.
Amazing.
Now we can enjoy Carnival, Jack. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
Oh, Carnival fuses good and evil. It connects life with death.
I've noticed that.
Look what I have.
The gold mask.
It's the mask of a god, Jack. Try it on.
No. I don't think so.
You'll see with the eyes of a god. You'll be God, Jack.
Look, that sounds nice, but I'm going to have to pass.
Jack, can't you see? Your mind has been playing tricks on you all this time. Now you can see things as they really are.
Someone once told me that if I could see things as they really are, I'd go mad instantly.
Mad? What is this around us? Madness. Chaos in its most glorious state. Jack, when we destroy the illusion of order, then we reach that blissful communion with nature. We live in paradise with the gods once more. That was the lost city we found, Jack. But we couldn't see it. We needed a mask. A mask of a god to see. Here. Put it on. You'll see. No.
Hey, Jack. Don't be a chicken. Put on the mask.
You've tried it, Zeca?
Oh, it's so wonderful. No problem.
Why does everybody want me to put it on?
So you can have fun, too. This is the time of celebration.
Jack, I'm back.
Rita, it really is you.
Yes, really me.
God, it's nice to have you back. To hold you again. Your hands are still a little cold.
I know, but I'm warming up.
So am I.
I was afraid you would never want to see me again.
Oh, well, you two look cozy.
Mojo. Oh, thanks for everything.
It took some doing. That Mayor Josepha. She's something.
Now, this is like a big party.
That's what carnival is. Let's celebrate.
Jack, laugh a little for me.
Bye.
Oh, come on, come on. Let's see you laugh. Come on.
You can do better than that.
Come here, put on the mask, huh?
No.
Do it, Jack, for me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, please.
No, that's all right.
Jack, do it.
No way.
You fool.
Vanished.
All but me.
Uh-oh. The phone booth again. Hello?
Don't wear that mask, my son.
Now she tells me.
Yes, I'm telling you now.
Did they get Mojo?
Get him? No. Mojo is fine.
You sure?
I have been speaking to him.
Well, has anyone else died?
Not that we know of.
But Klaus and Paolo and Carla, they're still dead?
Still dead. Both die are in communication with the Orishas. There is hope.
I hope so.
Have you found Frida?
Yes, in fact, she's right. She's gone.
We need that mask. Do you understand?
Believe me, I understand.
Good. Quit loafing on the telephone and find it. Goodbye.
Mojo, you having any luck?
Well, it's a bad time to communicate with the Orishas. They're whooping it up, feeding off all that carnival energy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here we go again.
What?
She's back.
The snake woman?
No, Frida.
Put down the phone, Jack.
Hey!
Okay.
Damn. She's got him.
All right, Frida. Give me the mask.
Of course. It's yours.
But... thanks.
I would like a beer.
Sure. Well?
Well?
What's new?
Put on the mask, Jack.
That's not new, Frida.
The fun is over. Only the ecstasy of death remains.
Great.
Good beer.
Good.
I'm too strong for you.
No,
there!
No, get the mask off me. Why can't I move?
Feel the cool gold against your skin? Feels nice, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Open your eyes.
No.
Open your eyes.
No. Frida, you're strangling me.
I'm going to make your eyes pop open, my little pop-tart. Hello, Frida. Helen. Hello, Jack.
She's strangling.
Are you all right?
Am I all right?
What?
Nothing.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Jack.
Give
me the mask. I'll put it on. Yes. Ecstasy, Carmen. The ecstasy of the gods.
No, don't do it. Don't.
Oh. It's so cool.
Carmen.
It's so wonderful.
No.
It's very nice.
Huh?
Who are you?
Don't you recognize me?
Your eyes. I know them. Ah, you tiny, wiggly thing. I am a god.
So am I. So is Jack. Big deal.
What's going on,
Jack? Play the tape of the medicine man.
Very good. Yes, play it. Play it again, Jack.
I don't know what...
Play it.
Sure. Sure.
Caught between two goddesses.
It's a simple song to guard against the evils of the cave and the valley. There is both good and evil in the valley. Both good and evil. Good and evil.
It's a stupid little song. You fed your fun. Now stop it. I said stop it. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Jack, put the mask on her quickly.
Yes.
I won't let you.
Frida, put your hands down. That's right. Down. Down. Quick. Put the mask on her. Yes, easy now, Frida. Let go. Let go. Just let go.
Jack, help me. Please help me.
You're kidding, right?
Don't touch it. She'll never die.
She's dead.
What a drunk. What a marvelous drunk.
It's a great morning, isn't it?
No, it's too bright. Is carnival over? I missed it?
Yes, afraid so.
Oh, what a night. What's this bump on my head?
Look at that, Mojo.
You must have bumped your head.
I don't know. What? Zwei Bäuen. Look, Mojo, I got two bums.
Well, I'm going for a walk. Anyone care to join me?
No, I need something for my head.
Maybe you need a little hair of the dog that bit you.
What? Oh. You can Teufel mit dem Beelzebub vertreiben, ja.
Huh?
You can chase the devil with Beelzebub.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Who comes to three Bäuen here?
Oh, I'm sure glad last night is over. Ah, and look who's sitting in that cafe.
Ah, Jack, my friend. Such a carnival, huh? Tremendo mulherio, tudo na modéstia.
Oh, what?
That was the best carnival ever. And the women, huh?
Yeah, but I wonder what happened to the mask.
What?
The gold mask.
The what?
That we brought back from the Lost City.
What Lost City?
Wait a minute. You mean, you don't... The crystal skull?
The crystal skull. I missed that part, Jack. What parade was that?
What parade?
I think you need some coffee. Come, it's on me.
Maybe later, Paolo. Okay?
All right. No problem. Ciao.
Ciao.
Gold mask. Lost city.
The payphone again. By Josefa.
How are you this morning?
Fine. Look, I'd like to thank you for...
No. Thank the Orishas. I want to thank you.
For what?
Carmen has brought me my mask.
You mean you have it?
Yes. It will be safe.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing.
Você sabe com quem você está falando?
Right. Did you, notice anything odd about Carmen?
No. She is the same Carmen.
She is?
She is. Remember this, my son. Fica numa boa. Fica na tua.
What?
Don't worry. Be happy. Fica na tua.
I'll remember. Fica na tua.
Oh, you will forget, I know. But goodbye.
Hey, Jack, I give you a ride.
No, Zeca, I'd rather walk.
No, come on, jump in. I have somewhere to take you.
Really, Zeca, I'd rather walk.
Come on. I take you for a good, safe ride.
A good, safe ride?
No problem.
All right.
Senor Flanders, I see.
See.
Some coffee, see?
See.
So, you had a nice time?
C-. No, look, it was exciting, thrilling, harrowing, dangerous, even death-defying, but nice, well, not exactly.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning.
It's a little bright. Carmen, Do you remember anything about last night?
Why? What did we do?
No. You know, that snake woman.
Hmm?
Well, I don't think you're going to believe this, but...
Jack, I remember everything.
Oh. Well, she is gone, right?
Yes.
So why do I detect a certain familiar glow in your eyes?
Maybe she touched something.
Something deep down. Primordial.
Maybe. Hey, look. Zek is bringing Klaus and Frida.
Here's more for you.
Join us, Zeke.
Not yet. I have more.
Klaus.
Yes?
Where did you get those two big bumps on your head?
From the devil.
Speaking of bumps, Klaus, I want you to take the skull. It's for the museum.
My skull?
The crystal skull. You remember the lost city?
Oh, of course I remember. And I'm sure the museum will be very grateful and name a building after me. Kellner, Kaffee. Ich brauche Kaffee.
Me too.
Jack?
Frida.
Oh, Jack, I...
What are you going to do now?
I'm going back to the Institute in Belém. But I miss you. It was so brief. So nice. Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Well, I'm going back to the U.S.
So. Well, everyone, Jack is going back to the USA.
You are? Goodbye.
Well,
hey, look. Zeka's here with Mojo.
Ah. I just wanted to say so long.
Goodbye, Mojo. You're a real friend.
Well, maybe we'll run across each other again. Sometime, somewhere. India, Burma, Egypt. Who knows?
I can't thank you enough.
Stay cool, man.
So, what about the lost city, Klaus?
I think for now we leave it lost.
Good.
But one day, we shall return.
You and Frida?
No, you too, Jack. Mojo, Carmen, all of us.
Oh, yay! Yeah.
Paolo Pompadour?
No. Oh, no, den schickt man nach Grönland zum Eisskating.
Oh, God, Brazil is such a great country. I'm going to miss it. I'll miss all of you.
Your taxi's waiting, Jack.
In a minute.
No problem.
Well, Carmen, I guess this is it.
What is it?
The end of another thrilling adventure.
Why, it wasn't so thrilling.
It wasn't?
Yes, más o menos.
Adios, Carmen.
Nada de adios. I'm going with you.
You are?
I'm going home.
Oh. Well, okay. Well,
what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Jack Flanders is played by Robert Lorick, Paolo Pompadour,
Andre Adler,
Professor Vargas,
George Earn,
Frida,
Sabina Thompson,
Carmen,
Virginia Rambal,
Mojo,
Dave Adams,
Mãe Josefa,
Maria Pompeu,
Zeca
Ligiero.
Director and executive producer is Thomas Manuel Lopez. Associate producer and graphics, Jay Oliver. Engineers, Robert Harari, Fulton and Clark. Promotions Director, Kathy Gronau. Illustrations, Alan Okamoto.
Thank you.
tell Ice Cube.
Who?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube? Hey, man, I ain't letting my damn daughter go off no damn Ice Cubes. Man, what the hell are you talking about, man? I brought my daughter up, man, in a Catholic school, private school. Man, what you want with her? Sick of this bullshit.
No, man, let me tell you something.
Your daughter was a nice girl, now she's a slut. A queen treat nigga just like King Tut. Gobbing up nuts, sort of like a hummingbird, sucking up the lips, my crew, and I'm coming first. Used to get straight A's, now she's just skipping class. Oh my, do I like to grip the hips and ass. Only 17, with a lot of practice. So black boys, Jimmy's and white boys, Captain. Sorry, sorry, sir, but I gotta be freak. A lot of niggas like busting nuts in her teeth. Drink it up, even though she's Catholic. That don't mean shit, cause she's giving up the ass. Quicker than you can say candy, the bitches on my snick. And no man, she can take on three men built like He-Man. Her little bitty truck got gallons of semen. 14 niggas in line ready to bang yo. Pride and joy, I mean daddy's little angel. Tell the little bitch to bring her ass out the house, cause your daughter's no for giving up the nappy dugout. Mister, mister, before you make me go, I'm here to let you know your little girl is a hoe. Nympho, nympho, boy, is she bad. Get her all alone and out comes the knee pad. I know she is a minor and it is illegal, but the bitch is worse than Vanessa Del Rio. And if you decide to call rape, we got the little hooker on tape. Now, tell the fucking slut to please hurry up and wear that dress that's tight on her butt. So I can finger fuck on the way to the bed. Been in so many rooms, she got a dot on her forehead. Face turn around. From here to check on Slovakia, two on top, one on the bottom. First nigga got the boot, man, you should have shot him, cause after I got him, it was over. Now niggas get lucky like a four-leaf clover. On daddy's little girl, she keep nuts in her mouth like the bitch was a squirrel. So tell Sean to bring her ass home, cause the line in my house is getting long. Hey.
Having sexual intercourse with a female like Cheryl, you must use Jimmy Hat condoms.
We're called Jimmy Hats. Have you ever seen us? Most times we're found rolled up on your penis. If you're real smart, you will always use them. Put me in your wallet for some dummy screws. And go on bare back without the bare facts. And have creepy crawlers crawling on your back. So get the J-I-M-M-Y to the hat. Me and two brothers in a pack.
Or this might happen to you.
Hey, Ben.
What, baby?
Did you hear about the new epidemic going around? Every man, woman, and child is catching it. It's spreading from town to town. It's called the Daptic. And they say you get it in your pants.
Oh, hell, Binky. That ain't no epidemic. That's a brand new dance.
Don't be too shy. Let me put you in the know-how. Everybody gather.
Pedro show. Let's turn that down here. Sorry, guys. Mutual Burning Man acquaintances. Yeah. Well, we heard the conclusion of Jack with Dreams of Rio. And after that, Cap Beefheart with Light Reflected Off the Oceans of the Moon, something unreleased from the Ice Cream for Crow sessions. After that was Ice Cube with Giving Up the Nappy Dugout. And then we just heard Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with the Dap Dip. All music from Mr. Dirk Vandenberg's Trove. And you got some new wire. So we're going to play that. Lot from Pedro Show.
in the iceberg here, for they must know God moves on the water like Casey Jones. So walk downtown on my telephone, took a lazy turn through the red eye zone. It was a five-band bill, $2 show. So
maybe you should learn a new song. What do you think, Tim? Yeah.
Yeah, hope you're not confusing.
Okay.
The notes go just like this. LPQR7S1.
Oh man, you're a real A. Dragging me down with that one.
The second part has a double strumming. Phenomenal part that goes RX.
Man, my head is in the sweats.
No, yes, for a 40 LP.
Come on, Bill, can't you figure it out?
Man, I'm so confused, I just don't know what.
Come on,
do.
Bill!
Please don't give me any more living.
LRQS7S2. And then an octave celebration. Come on, Bill!
Do it!
What's wrong with you?
You can do it!
Guys, I've got it!
Hot from Pedro's show. That was Los Canadians with the song that confused Bill. That was one of mine. I was given that in San Francisco. But the rest were Dirks. Before that was Gillian Welch with April the 14th, Part 1. Before that, Jimi Hendrix with The Stars That Play with Laughing Sam's Dice. And started off that little bunch with The Art of Stopping, off the new Wire album. New from Wire. Pinkflag.com is their website. What do you got planned? You're playing with Scott, doing some country songs, right?
Yeah, we're going more straight country right now. More straight country, for sure.
And you're playing gigs at Harold's. Harold's is over here on Pacific, just south of 19th Street. And it's been here since the early 50s. I drank much whiskey there. Much whiskey.
It's a nice place.
Many blackouts.
So that's where you're doing the country theme here? Yeah, it's kind of rockabilly country. We have a girl, Debbie Flowers, going to start singing with us. And she's a great singer, actually. She's really good. So playing like Graham Parsons songs and some stuff like that.
Are you on the drums?
Yeah.
Who's on the bass?
I stand up playing the drums. And Mark Smith's on the bass. Smitty.
And
playing the guitar.
And Scott playing guitar.
Yeah.
What are you guys called?
Seatbelt and the Pecking Order.
All right.
The whole shoulder hopper dudes. Well, he has a guitar strap that's made out of
dial tones.
Yeah, all the way back. Yep.
Scott was in the most famous new wave band in Pedro for a time there.
That Bright Orange Band was the most happy.
Bright Orange Band was way under the radar. Dial Tones had all the folks. They had a big crowd right out the gate. Everybody at high school. Bright Orange Band was way under the radar. Bright Orange Band got driven off the stage. In fact, we played this homecoming thing. Yeah. We were just 10th graders, brand new, first week or two of school. We played before these other guys, used their stuff, and they're throwing rocks at us and all kinds of shit. And D. Boone's Pop had to drive the pickup truck through the crowd up to the stage, and we jumped in and he drove off. They were going to lynch us. They hated us.
Nice.
I was barefoot, army coat on, and the singer had a thing. He was infatuated with Alice Cooper, and he had a thing where blood out the mouth, you know, and so the Parks and Rec guy running the thing thought he got hit in the mouth with a rock, and so hit the panicked on the power and went switched the ground somehow. I got electrocuted big time. I had big letters on the back of my jacket. I had my ma sew for Bright Orange Band, but she didn't put dots, so it looked like my name was Bob. D. Boone had one of these coolie hats on. He looked like a very stout missile. And Danny Moto was wearing like slacks and platform. It was pretty goofy looking band. The drummer was wearing a vampire cape. Chris Kilo. Chris Key, but he called himself Chris Kilo, of course. It was 1974. 73. And yeah, Bright Orange Band didn't didn't go over well with the hometown crowd or anybody's crowd. We didn't play in any songs that we wrote. We didn't write songs in. You know?
So you remember some of the tunes?
Oh, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Paranoid, you know, I'm 18. Which the Stooges told me they ripped. Coop moved to Detroit for a while, the band. And all of a sudden they have this big song, I'm 18, right? Well, the Stooges have a song called Dog Food. It's the same thing. But Dog Food never got play. So, Coop, you owe the Stooges. No grudges. He's still gigging. The Turbo Negro guys told me they opened up for him. Yeah, you got to check them out. Norwegian band. They got like a big, bulky guy who wears Alice Cooper makeup. Bass player dresses like a sailor. They're great. We're at the end of another Watt for Pedro show. The September 21st, 2005 edition. Dirk, again, thank you. Mike Mascarella had to bail because he's got to get up at three bells. Brother Matt, thanks once again for the essential assistance, aiding and abetting. And everybody out there, keep your powder dry.